Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Guy. What's up, Guy? Guy here. Glad you're here. Live on YouTube Thursday morning, or not live, however you're consuming it, on the podcast feed. You can check the description for the YouTube to watch everything you hear. Well, we're almost to the end of the week, and it's been a day-to-day onslaught of Brandon Ayuk guessing. And I'm ready to make a prediction about what is going to happen, not what isn't going to happen, as it relates to Brandon Ayuk. For the last several days, we've talked about whether or not he'll be traded. You know that my prediction on that is no. So how much are they going to pay him? If Deontay Johnson's worth $19 million a year and DK Metcalf, who catches less balls than me, I'm now Ayuk, and throws a fit a month, is worth more, then what am I worth? Now, Brandon Ayuk does throw fits, but he does it in his wardrobe. Don't even bring up Cooper Kupp to me, all right? He had 145 catches 3 years ago. Now he's about to be 31, not healthy, and he got $75 million. Do you know how many catches I'd have for Sean McVay? And Debo, that's my guy, but I catch more balls than him. But he carries the ball. Okay, true. But I still have more yards than him, more touchdowns than him, play more games than him. In fact, I've missed like one game since Kyle Shanahan let me out of his doghouse. You never have to tell me to get in shape. If you just took half of my blocks and made them targets, I'd lead the league in catches. I'm a blocking machine. Debo got $58 million guaranteed. That was 2 years ago. The cap was $208 million then. My guy, the cap's about to be $250 million. So I, Brandon Ayuk, am prepared to accept $65 to $70 million. Hell, I'm the closest thing you've had to a true number one receiver since Terrell Owens. You've been trying to replace that dude longer than the San Francisco Giants have been trying to replace Barry Bonds. And nobody's been trying to replace anything longer than the Giants have been trying to replace Barry Bonds. In fact, they've had 17 straight years with a different opening day left fielder. The longest stretch for a different opening day starter at any position in all of Major League Baseball. I'm your guy. What are we waiting around for? Well, I'll tell you. Another year. My prediction is this. Brandon Ayuk this year will make 600% more than he made last year. Now, if you're doing the math, last year he made $2 million. 600% more than $2 million is $14 million. Specifically, $14,124,000. My prediction is that Brandon Ayuk will play on the fifth-year option. And I think he knows it. Here's my percentages. I think there's a 75% chance that Brandon Ayuk plays on his fifth-year option. I think there's a 17% chance they extend him. I think there's an 8% chance they trade him. They don't want to trade him. They also don't want to extend him. They have him under contract. And they're trying to win it all again this year. Why did two people around Brandon Ayuk right after the Super Bowl say that it was time to say goodbye? Was it because they just had such a great relationship with the community? They wanted to give everybody a heads up and bid a proper farewell, not into the Irish goodbye thing? No, that's not why. It's because they know. I think he already knows. I think it's unlikely that he's going to get this year what he wants. 50 Cent once rapped that he was patiently waiting to blow. I think Brandon Ayuk's people are impatiently waiting to go. And I don't think he's going anywhere. I think they want him to play on the fifth-year option this year. I think he's going to hold out. I think unlike Debo, unlike Kittle, he's not going to get the contract. Unlike McGlinchey, he will play on his fifth-year option, and then he will get the contract. I still think he's the most likely guy of all their skill guys to still be on the team 5 years from now. But it'll get a little bit hairy next year when he's a free agent. They could tag him. But I think that's where we're headed. Now, I love watching a good press conference, especially a John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan press conference. I love watching it live. But what I really love is going back later and watching it again. So let's go back and watch John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. First press conference after the Super Bowl. Asked a couple times about free agents. And remember earlier, Kyle was asked, you know, the Buckner thing. You had to trade Buckner. And he said, no, we didn't have to do that. We could have kept him. We just made some decisions. I think the Niners are probably understandably scarred isn't the word. But even though they got Brandon Ayuk in that trade, or it helped them get Brandon Ayuk when they drafted Javon Kinlaw after the Buckner trade, I think that might make them a little less likely to trade Brandon Ayuk. I think the fact they did it with Buckner isn't evidence that they would do it with Ayuk. I think it's actually a warning that they won't. But let's go back to John Lynch. And he gets asked a question here last week. And the question is extending Brandon Ayuk a priority for you? Listen to the first thing he says.
Yeah, you have to prioritize all these things. You know, Brandon's entering his fifth year option. Brandon's been a fantastic player for us. You know, Kyle calls him a warrior all the time because of the way he goes out and competes. And I mean, that shines through anybody who, whether you're a trained eye or whether you're a fan, you can see the passion he plays with. You can see the production that he's had. We're extremely, prideful in what he's become, and he should be as well. And so, you know, your team is comprised of guys, you know, veterans who've been paid very well, of guys who want to be played very well. We got one guy on our team who, you know, is pretty prominent, who can't be played very, you know, real well right now because the CBA doesn't allow. So it's all one big puzzle. We've developed a good cadence over the years, Kyle and I, where he focuses on the season. We do all the planning, and then we present things to him, and we work through it.
All right, I'm just going to play the beginning again real quick.
A top priority for you?
Yeah, you have to prioritize all these things. You know, Brandon's entering his fifth year option.
So that could be one of two things. That could be John Lynch not wanting to give a direct answer to this question because nobody ever does in this spot. You don't tell everybody what you're about to do. You don't know yet exactly what you're about to do. Maybe there is a scenario where you trade him. Maybe there is a scenario where you extend him. Maybe there's a scenario where he shows up and plays on his fifth year option. All those doors are still open to the 49ers. None of this is guaranteed, even for them. As he said, we're just getting Kyle Shanahan into these discussions. But I also think that might have been a hint as to what his first thought is on Brandon Ayuk. He was asked later more about some of the offseason planning, and this is what he said that time in the press conference.
Yeah, there's some challenges, Eric. I hope so. I think we're set up to do that. It takes...
I think we're set up to do that. So there is a path in his mind, and John Lynch is a smart guy. He's done this before. He's got Parag with him. He's done this before. He's got Kyle with him. He's got a head coach that has agreed to trade a star player coming off a Super Bowl before. But in his mind, there is a path to keep all these guys. And, you know, other people earlier in the week, Graziano gave one. You get this guy to take some salary cut. You take this guy to restructure. You take this guy to restructure, right? Maybe that's what he's thinking. But there is a path to keeping everybody. And he already told us the first thing he thinks of when it comes to Brandon Ayuk is his fifth year option, because that's the first thing he said. But let's continue here with John Lynch trying to keep a team together.
It takes putting the whole thing together. And there's also things we have to plan for, you know, going forward. So you can't just be reckless. We never will be. It goes back to the draft being so critical, because those guys, making and contributing to your team are very critical, but it goes back to the whole piece. So it's early, you know, we've been obviously looking and planning for these things. Now we get to include Kyle and his staff on those talks, and we'll have a great plan moving forward.
All right. So there's two comments from John Lynch on the subject. And then you wonder, what does it look like after next year? What do you do? Right. In the first clip, Lynch mentioned, we got a really prominent player who's not getting paid yet because he's not allowed to. They're not crying about the fact that they can't pay Brock Purdy yet. And who knows? Maybe they won't pay him next year either. But in some way, I think this team has to look at 2024. Like, what do we do to win the Super Bowl this year? And then we deal with 2025 after that. Now, we know that they never go, that they're good enough planners that they never lose total sight of the future. They maneuver it very well. And as I said yesterday, there is some stuff in Debo's contract post June 1, 2025, where his dead cap is only $6 million. You could maybe then afford to pay Brandon Ayuk like a number one receiver if you wanted to. Now, it'd get a little more dangerous because he'd be a free agent, which you could franchise, but you don't want it. The Niners don't do that. They're not going to do that. And you could then wait another year to pay Brock, right? You could play Brandon out on his fifth year option. Then you could play Brock out on his fifth year option. The difference between a quarterback and a receiver on the franchise tag is the quarterback franchise tag, the pain of it isn't the cash. It's that it all just hits your cap immediately. But they won't want to do that either. So that's where I'm at with Brandon right now. Those are my predictions with Ayuk right now. And I think some of the frustration we saw at the end of the year is probably him understanding it. Now, you might think, well, all right, maybe Ayuk then should take a little bit less, right? Take less than what receivers get. What's interesting right now is what top five money is for a receiver could change a lot very quickly here, right? Because CeeDee Lamb is, not only does Ayuk have his fifth year option coming up, CeeDee Lamb's got his fifth year coming up, Justin Jefferson has his fifth year coming up, Jerry Jeudy has his fifth year coming up. And there's a lot of good receivers right behind them. There's a couple free agents. T. Higgins is out there. Michael Pittman's out there. So I think some of the floor of what these, you know, top 15 receivers are making is about to come up, as it always does. And I think the ceiling's about to get a little bit higher too. So if you're Ayuk and you want to be paid like a top five receiver, which why wouldn't he want to be paid like a top five receiver? Do you really want to take a team friendly-ish deal now when, yeah, maybe you could go make 18, right, on a team-friendly deal, but you're about to make 14. This fifth-year option is going to pay him $14 million this year, which is almost twice what he's made all 4 years of his contract to this point combined, right? He's been making like $2 million a year, give or take. So he's got a lot of money coming to him. He's got a big increase coming to him. And, you know, it might be enough of kind of a padding for him to hold off, let it play out, not take a deal that he doesn't think is fair to him, play on the fifth year option, and then see what happens. I mean, hell, Mike McGlinchey got paid. But if you're looking at the Niners going, well, maybe they should trade him, then they also are very willing to play him out on the fifth year option, right? Because either way, you lose the guy. So if they're willing to trade him, which they'll take calls, so there's a path there, then they're also willing to lose him after next year. But right now, they're still in control. And my guess is they exercise that control by keeping him around. That's my prediction. That's where we're at. We spent a week talking about what could he be paid? What could you get for him in a trade? I don't think what you'd get for him is good enough. That's where the receiver trade market is so, it's a buyer's market. Because I can just get a guy in the draft. Let me just get up to 15. I can get a blue chip guy. I'll stay at 23 and I'll get a Brandon Ayuk or a Justin Jefferson, right? It doesn't always work that way. So unless the guy is like Tyreek and he just, that guy never hits the market and you're not getting that guy, even if you drop in the top five, you don't think. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years. High quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life,
plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham. Code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping.
Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone, go to your iPad, download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live, a concert, get outside, enjoy yourself? Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A couple other things I wanted to hit with you people, while I got you here. I did think of Dre Greenlaw today. Thursday is trash day in my neighborhood, and I took the cans out. And anytime I come up my driveway, first few steps, I like to sprint if you can. And I took two sprint steps coming up the driveway today, and I was like, oh no. That's exactly what happened to Dre Greenlaw. And he is in much better shape. Now, he had Achilles tendonitis, but I thought of Dre today. And I thought, God, can I not even do that anymore? Because if it can happen to the elite athlete, Dre Greenlaw, then it can definitely happen to your boy just taking out the trash. Yikes. Big news in the NFL world yesterday when a report out of Eagles site suggested that the Dom DeSandro absence actually did break the Eagles. But not in like some funny way, but because he actually keeps his head coach in line on the sidelines. Sirianni, 2 tenths during that game. And the report was the real reason for the implosion was, this is Derek Gunn, that Big Dom controls Sirianni on the sidelines. I 100% believe that story. Now, I said, many of you are new here. Welcome. I said last year that they should consider, there's a few coaches I'm just out on from the jump. McCarthy, I said after the Cowboys' first game under him in 2020, they hired the wrong coach. Sirianni, last year after the Super Bowl, I said it'd probably be, it would turn a lot of heads, but they should consider hiring one of their coordinators instead of hiring Sirianni. And the reason I said it at the time, this is not some hindsight thing. The reason I said it at the time was that he'd already been their offensive play caller and they'd taken play calling duties from him. They were going to lose their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator. They just paid their quarterback. When you pay your quarterback, nobody more important than his play caller. And if you're going to keep the development of your quarterback going, you got to keep the play caller around. Well, let the play caller go, Shane Steichen. They had to replace both coordinators the year later. I think I was right. And I think I'll be right again. They probably should hire one of their coordinators as their head coach in 2025. Because here's the thing. If it goes as designed and Jalen Hurts is good again because Kellen Moore helps him, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to hire Kellen Moore. So the Eagles are just in this perpetual They're in this perpetual little weather system right now where they're going to have a sun and then a storm. Sun and then a storm. Good offensive coordinator. It's sunny. He leaves. Storm. Are they going to do this again next year? And the problem is with him as a head coach, okay, he's not your play caller. He's not the steadying force, the disciplined visionary that Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh are. I'm not sure what he does other than put a target on your back. It's weird. You know, I got to tell you guys, yesterday I recommended I said, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to upgrade to the iOS 17 because the Apple sports app is here. I've been waiting for it. I hate every sports app out there. Nobody does on their sports app exactly what I want. Nobody puts what I want, where I want it, when I want it. It's annoying. I can't wait to download the Apple sports app. So I upgraded to iOS 17, which definitely accelerates the end of this phone, and downloaded the app. And I got to tell you, work in progress. I still think it's going to look really slick. I mean, it does look slick. It doesn't have NFL on it yet. Gives you lines. Doesn't have TV. I need to know where these games, how to watch these games. Doesn't have those. Doesn't really have player stats on it at all. Doesn't give me like team schedules, which is suboptimal, as the internet likes to say. But I do think it's an indication that Apple's going to continue to try to get into live sports. They've got the MLS. They tried to get the Pac-12. I'm deep in the ecosystem. I use the Apple TV, not Apple TV Plus, which I also have, but like the Apple TV hardware for my televisions. I think it's great. I love it. And I think, you know, the layout of this thing shows it's going to be better than most of the other apps. Not ready yet, but I do think it's going to be better. And I think what they're setting up is all the live sports stuff. Like right now I'm watching a show. Let's say there's a good basketball game on, something crazy is happening. The Apple TV puts up into the corner, like, Oklahoma State, Kansas, coming down to the wire. Click it. Watch it. So it's a good little product. These guys, they win. They win. Apple wins at stuff. And I think they'll win at this one. The other thing, did I put this up here? Where did this go? I saw a clip yesterday, Shohei Ohtani talking on the Dodgers social feed. And I know some Angels fans were like, the media will want you to know that Shohei Ohtani has talked before. I hadn't seen it. News to me. Anyway, prizepicks.com/ham50. I went Shohei less than 38.5 homers just to have something to root for against the Dodgers this year. Just for that. Comment. Let me get to this one because it gives me a chance to be a self-promoter, even though I don't think you guys can necessarily help me with this, which is fine. Eric asked, you going to be calling any Big 12 games this year? I don't know. Be cool. I called a Big 12 football game last year. It was Texas Tech UCF. Some of you may not know that I do this stuff, but here it is.
Again looking. Pointing. He's got time. He lost it for the tight end. And Sark's got it. Touchdown, Red Raiders.
That was fun. I like Big 12 country. I love going to Lubbock. I really like going to Lubbock. Eric, I don't know what your Big 12 home is, but I love Lubbock. Salt Lake City, I like. That's a Big 12 town. The Arizonas, those are Big 12 towns. Boulder, I like. That's a Big 12 town. Jose asked, does Greg Papa ever give you any game calling tips? I haven't gotten any tips from Pop in a while, but I will say when I ask, he's always very thoughtful. He's listened and given me feedback before, which I appreciate very much. It means a lot coming from him. Yeah, he doesn't throw around compliments. So when he does, I'm into it. All right, that's that for this. Some Brandon Ayuk and some other stuff. Thanks for being here. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. And I think that's all I have for you today, at least for the moment. More coming up soon. But talk to you all later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.